The state agency comes up with a forecast based on averages of the annual catch for either odd or even years. For the past decade, that forecast has been adjusted. That's been done using the results of an annual trawl survey done by staff at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Alaska Auk Bay Lab in Juneau.
Starting in 2007, ADF&G has been incorporating their information into our forecast and adjusting our simple trend forecast, and that's greatly improved our forecast performance in recent years.
Andy Piston is Fish and Game's Pink and Chum Salmon Project Leader for Southeast.
But this year, we took that data, and what we found was their juvenile pink salmon abundance index was the lowest we've ever seen. It was only about a quarter of the previous low value. And because of that, when we had used methods similar to what we've used in past years, it actually gave us, in some cases, it gave us negative forecasts, and in other cases, it just gave us extremely low single-digit forecast.
The NOAA trawl survey captures young pink salmon leaving streams from the inside waters of the northern panhandle. The results this year were the lowest in the 21 years of the survey. Piston explains that Fish and Game forecasters opted to leave the adjustment out of the calculation for 2018. Instead, they reverted to their old method of an average of recent past even year catches. The 23 million pink forecast would be down from this year's 34 million, but it would be an improvement from the parent year, 2016. That year, the catch was nearly 18.5 million, with very little harvest on the northern southeast inside waters. Openings were limited in that part of the region as managers sought to meet goals for fish returning to spawn, and some seiners ended their season early because of the disappointing run. That could be the case again next year.
You know, if you look at the return next year, based on this NOAA data and other information we have, it looks, you know, it's very probable that there'll be very little harvest on northern southeast inside waters. And I think the real uncertainty is what will return to southern southeast.
Piston says Fish and Game plans to use the trawl survey data to adjust its forecast in the future, just not this year. Pink salmon runs are difficult to forecast because, unlike other species, they don't have different ages returning in the same year. Adults are all two-year-olds. There's also not a great correlation between how many fish spawn one year and how many survive in the ocean and return to spawn 2 years later. Southeast's catch has fluctuated dramatically. Pinks are targeted mainly by the region's purse seine fleet and are mostly canned or frozen. NOAA Fisheries releases its own harvest forecast later in the year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.